On Sunday, we celebrate the feast, or we would if it wasn't on a Sunday, the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. We'll celebrate that feast day ourselves on Saturday with a Mass offered for the sick and for all who care for them. But one of the sort of not very often remarked upon, but remarkable facts of that story of Lourdes, of Bernadette meeting the Blessed Mother, is how long it took. That there was a period of time where she would go and she would meet this beautiful woman who would appear, and she would pray the rosary while the woman was silent, and then there would be a simple request to return again tomorrow and to do the same. At the moment when we envision Our Lady of Lourdes revealing herself as the Immaculate Conception, that moment was prepared by Bernadette's perseverance in prayer and in silence. We have this holy hour here tonight to pray for the hospitals, for those who are sick or dying, and their families, and all of the medical staff who care for them. We do this every week. It's always in silence. I'm talking now, but in a few minutes, it will be in silence before the Blessed Eucharist. And I would invite you all here who are persevering in this, whether you're here every week or just here tonight, I would invite you to see yourself in the model of Bernadette, going and meeting the Blessed Mother when she is silent, and praying there and waiting, so that on the feast day of Lourdes, she can speak and declare herself as the Immaculate Conception. And through her speaking, we can come to know her Son more. So especially tonight, we offer this holy hour for all of those who are sick, all of those who care for them, under the patronage of Our Lady of Lourdes, and as a kind of preparation for our Mass on Saturday, that it might be fruitful, that we would again hear Our Lady speak to us, that she would tell us who she is, who her Son is, and who we are in her sight.